Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, so Governor Tim Walz would like us, me and you specifically, and everybody else too, to stop talking about the $1 billion theft from federal taxpayers that he oversaw.
I'll bet he would.
Yeah. He would very much like us to stop, he says, because he is in danger. How does he know? People keep driving by his home, he says. This guy was almost the vice president of the United States. That's terrifying. Yeah. People are driving by his home, he says, and yelling at a word that rhymes with petard, as in hoist you on your own petard. But it's not that word. There's some wonderful people. I don't want to offend anybody. I really don't. It's terrible that word would be used to, describe anyone. Except for Tim Walz. He's the exception. And he says he's in danger and we need to stop talking about the $1 billion in fraud that he allowed. Well, no, wait a minute. Okay, Tara. But I mean, that's a stretch. I mean, come on. Allowed it. Are you kidding me? He didn't allow. Well, that's pretty much what the New York Times wrote. In fact, I really wanted to highlight this, and that's why I did it in this segment, Lee. What the New York Times wrote here. Listen to this. This goes right along with the entire theme of the show today, that Democrats have become paralyzed in the face of woke crime. So if you are a perceived Democrat voter, they are literally paralyzed, even if they're prosecutors, even if they're governors, even if you have had the police and members of your Health and Human Services staff warn you, massive fraud is being committed by Somali immigrants. You are paralyzed. You can do nothing about it. You have to let them steal if they want. Let me read it from the New York Times about the fraud allowed by Tim Walz. Critics of the Walz administration say that the fraud persisted by the Somali immigrants, partly because state officials were fearful of alienating the Somali community in Minnesota. Governor Walz, who has instituted new fraud prevention safeguards, defended his administration's actions. Mr. Pekya, who has also represented other defendants in the fraud cases, so this is the attorney for the fraudsters, said that some involved became convinced that state agencies were tolerating, if not tacitly allowing, the fraud. Mm-hmm. So this is the attorneys for the Somali immigrants. Quote, no one was doing anything about the red flags, he said. It was like someone was stealing money from the cookie jar and they just kept refilling it.
That's exactly what happened.
And this is what I'm talking about with Letitia James this morning. We've had a woke Democrat jury refuse to indict her, even though the evidence of her crimes is clear.
Yeah.
We just had another jury in D.C. Literally, not enough was made of this. Judge Jeanine Pirro brought the indictment, threatened to kill Trump, wrote about it online, bought the weapons, and made a plan to was booking her way through five states to get to him. interdicted, thank God, by the Secret Service, she's free today. Because a woke D.C. jury wouldn't indict her. Why? Right. They like the idea of killing Trump. This is a problem. And now you're seeing it in Minnesota. And the New York Times has just spelled it out for you there. So Tim Walz is saying we need to stop talking about all of this right away.
This creates danger.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you what, I'd never seen this before. People driving by my house and using the R word in front of people. This is shameful. And I have yet to see an elected official, a Republican elected official, say, you're right, that's shameful. He should not say it. So look, I'm worried. We know how these things go. They start with taunts, they turn to violence. So deeply concerned.
Well, this is great coming from the party that goes out of their way to call Donald Trump and anyone associated with the GOP every name in the book, you know, Nazis, racist. I mean, everything. There's no danger in any of that, is there?
No, none whatsoever. We're living through a coup, a Hitlerian period, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, sure. No problem. It's resulted in 71 ICE vehicle rammings and 28 Border Patrol agent vehicle rammings. But it's fine. Danger like that's good. Yeah,
and calling law enforcement action kidnapping.
Right, sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. What does he really want us to stop talking about? Again, this is the clip of the week. This is Minnesota federal prosecutor Joe Thompson, the guy who's been prosecuting these Somalis. And he's talking about, listen, I've got limited staff here. There are billions of dollars more out there. This is what Tim Walz is afraid of. Now, they defrauded three separate federal programs, right? So that's the meals program, the autism program, and another one. He says there are 28 total programs defrauded. They were only able to hit three. They don't have the staff to do more. And what they really need is prosecutors in Minnesota to join them, but they're all Democrats, so they won't. But this is what Tim Walz is afraid of, what Joe Thompson is saying, that there's so much more fraud out there, and we're going to find
it. He recently told investigative reporter Eric Rasmussen his team continues to find more fraud across a variety of taxpayer-funded programs.
The example I'll give is 1 million seconds is about 11 days, more or less. 1 billion seconds is 32 years. To give you a sense of how much 1 billion is. It is an astronomical amount of money. I think we've all come to understand the magnitude of the fraud problem here in Minnesota.
From feeding our future to autism treatment centers to housing programs.
I think ultimately we'll have prosecuted $1 billion worth of fraud. Not that there was $1 billion. There's far more.
Billions.
Billions.
Do you have to sort of triage cases? Do you have to make hard decisions about what to pursue, even if there's something over here that might be legitimately troubling?
Absolutely. I mean, we can't prosecute all the cases. That's not even a realistic goal. We have to pick the ones that have the most impact.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Yeah, and the connections to the Democrat Party here, Lee, are growing. You've got to read this article in the New York Post. If this was a Republican, they'd be buried under the jail by now. But it's Ilhan Omar, and she's a Somali immigrant, so it doesn't count. Listen to this. She held her campaign rallies, you know, her election night stuff, parties related to her congressional campaigns at a restaurant called Safari. It was owned by Salim Ahmed Saeed, who stole, convicted of stealing over $12 million for serving 3.9 million phantom meals that he didn't serve. She held her 2018 congressional victory party at his restaurant. Okay, well, how was he able to get that money? After all, around $250 million was handed out by the Minnesota government. This is federal money. It's your money. It's my money. But they're handing it out through this program to provide meals to school children during the pandemic. Where did that program come from? Glad you asked. The 2020 Meals Act. Oh, who was the original sponsor of that? Ilhan Omar. Sounded good. Introduced by her, passed with bipartisan support. Guess nobody read it. What did it do? It allowed nonprofits and for-profit businesses to be reimbursed with taxpayer money for feeding kids by dramatically, oh, here it is, loosening oversight, waiving site inspections, and allowing bulk take-home food with almost no verification that any meals had been served. As the scam was going on in 2020, Omar actually appeared on video at Minneapolis's Safari Met restaurant to praise the program. No meals were served.
Which was robbing the taxpayers blind.
So that's where this came from. You ask yourself, like, how did it happen? I'm like, how could you get away with this? Well, you didn't have to provide any documentation. How convenient is that? But she's a Democrat, so it's all good.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, she's a Somalian Democrat, so yeah. It's especially good.
Yeah, so I want to replay, now that we know that from the New York Post, something that, by the way, they would never report on CNN, I want to go replay Jake Tapper on CNN asking her, hey, you know, $1 billion in fraud, that's like $10,000 a Somali immigrant. And you know what they were doing? You know what this is? Let me explain this, okay? This isn't like a couple dozen fraudsters, and we shouldn't judge everyone. It's not fair. Look, when Kristi Noem says, our Department of Homeland Security, half the Somali visas have evidence of fraud. So they lied to get here. And when you look at what was really going on here, a 1 in 16 child diagnosis rate, the highest in the nation for Somali children. You know, they've actually done studies trying to figure out why Somali children get autism more than everyone else. It's because they get paid to get autism. That's why. So 1 in 16, the national diagnosis rate is 1 in 32. It's 1 in 16 Somali children. Only in Minnesota, though.
Well, they're diagnosed with it. Doesn't necessarily mean that they've got it. Then.
Well, they weren't diagnosed. They were fraudulently diagnosed. Yeah, they would provide a fraudulent diagnosis. But here's what's going on here. For each kid you had that you went along with this, you got fake diagnosed, they would pay you between $500 and $1,500 a month to go along. So what this is, we shouldn't focus on the couple dozen Somalis here who did this, okay? What we need to focus on is this is a way that Democrats were paying to keep their immigrant voters here. When they don't have jobs, there's not enough jobs for them. So they can vote Democrat. They're peeing off their constituency by raiding the federal till is what they're doing. Now, listen to this. This is hilarious. Representative Ilhan Omar is asked by Jake Tapper, well, how did the fraud happen, though? I mean, do you know how it might have happened given you're so close to it? He didn't put that part in. Listen to her answer. She knows what her bill did.
Can you shed any light on why the fraud got so out of control in Minnesota?
I think what happened is that, you know, when you have these kind of new programs that are designed to help people, you're oftentimes relying on third parties to be able to facilitate. And I just think that a lot of the COVID programs that were set up, they were set up so quickly that a lot of the guardrails did not get created.
No, you sponsored a bill to take the guardrails down.
Yeah.
Is what you did. Wrote it yourself. And then a guy you've known for years was the major profiter off that $12 million, and you held your campaign events in your restaurant after as you ripped off American tech. She knew. We'd never prove it, but she knew. Again, well, the guardrails, you know, it's all kind of crazy back there. No. New York Post. Her bill allowed both nonprofits and for-profit businesses to be reimbursed with taxpayer money for feeding kids by dramatically loosening oversight, waiving site inspections, and allowing bulk take-home food with almost no verification. As the scam was going on in 2020, Omar appeared on video at Minneapolis Safari Restaurant to praise the program. The owner is now in prison, $12 million in fraud. This is, Lee, this is why they freaked out about Doge. And as James Comer said in an interview last night on Jesse Waters, this is only beginning. Minneapolis is just, it's going to be every Democrat state like this. Guarantee it. And he said, we're going to find it. I hope they do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.